This review after Arsenal 3, Liverpool 1, Ian Ryan, Sean Rogers and Dan Morgan to go through this one. Start with the teams, Ian. So Boslai, Bradley, Salah, all missing right side for Liverpool. Is the obvious one, Trent's back, but clearly weakened by that Boslai injury. Goes without Nunes from the bench. A little bit to get into there in terms of personnel and the fact that they've not really played that much together. Arsenal go Jorginho over Smith Rowe, which is really the biggest shout for them. No Jesus. And then it's what you expect, really. 4-4-2 out of possession. Odegaard being really aggressive. Goal man, the man in the press. I wouldn't say an ugly performance from Arsenal, but Arteta did say in his post-match, we trained to win ugly, which I thought was an interesting comment.
Yeah, I think in terms of the Arsenal selection, Dan, to take that one first, I was a little bit surprised to an extent. And I think in our heads, we probably got this thing where we just assume Jorginho plays quite a lot. He doesn't. That was his first start since the 11th of November against Burnley. And he's pretty much in every squad since then, bar Brighton. And he comes on in loads of games. So I think in our minds, he features a lot. But interestingly, he also starts against City. And it's the same back five and the same midfield three that take on City. And for me, that's not a coincidence in terms of Liverpool and City, two different teams, but can present you with similar challenges. But I think that was a big one from Arteta. And I think it plays out in the way he wanted it to, in that Jorginho's really neat and tidy. I think Sky put a graphic out and he's pretty much top of most metrics. You can press him and he can get around Jorginho at times. And I think we've all seen games where he has been exposed, but Liverpool just don't have the athletes, I would say, on the pitch to maybe be able to expose some of those weaknesses. In terms of no Jesus, obviously he goes with Havertz. So Havertz has done a little bit in midfield recently, as a sort of like Trossard, but he goes with Havertz. So I think actually on the quiet, it's a pretty good game. And from a Liverpool perspective, the manager's he's hamstrung a little bit in terms of what you've just outlined there, in terms of those players that are missing. I think with a bit more of a tailwind in the likes of Trent and Robbo, maybe he could have done something slightly differently and maybe he could have looked at Trent in midfield. But I saw a lot of shouts for maybe just pushing Trent in there, but I think it was apparent to have him watched him for about 55-60 minutes. He wasn't ready for 90, that's fair to say.